Start 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Tropical Storm Debbie is churning in the Atlantic near the South Carolina coast. CBS News correspondent Christian Benavides is in Myrtle Beach.
At this point, we're waiting to see what will happen once it makes landfall again. There's a lot of concern about what could happen with the rivers here further inland in South Carolina, in North Carolina.
Let's find out more about that for the days ahead. Here's CBS News Boston chief meteorologist Eric Fisher.
Once it comes ashore, it starts to lose some of those tropical characteristics. However, it still brings all that tropical rainfall and all that moisture. Rain is the story. It will start to accelerate, though. It moves much faster to the north as it comes through interior sections of the northeast and then exits on Saturday morning, coming through northern New England.
A tornado watch is in effect until 8 a.m. Eastern time for parts of eastern North Carolina, including most of the Outer Banks. The Democratic presidential and vice presidential candidates are appearing before large crowds as they continue their road trip through battleground states. Latest stops, Wisconsin, then Michigan.
The first rally outside for Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
Hello, Eau Claire. Isn't it good to have a candidate who can pronounce the name correctly?
In Wisconsin, Walz went after his GOP rivals.
I don't need you telling me about our health care. I don't need you telling us who we love. And I sure the hell don't need you telling us what books we're going to read.
Harris's campaign says it raised $36 million in the 24 hours after she announced her running mate. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Vienna, Austria remains on high alert overnight after the arrest of two terror suspects U.S. intelligence believes were radicalized by online ISIS propaganda. Three Taylor Swift concerts there had to be canceled.
This is not a sting operation. This is law enforcement learning of a threat and getting there in time to stop a threat and finding evidence that there was a threat in progress against an event that would have 65,000 people in a very packed, tight space.
CBS News law enforcement contributor Richard Esposito. The Summer Games in Paris are counting down with just 4 days to go. One of the highly celebrated medal winners is back for the Thursday lineup.
American Noah Lyles will try to double the fun with wins in both the 100 and 200. If the fastest man in the world, by 5/1000ths of a second, can do it, it will be the first time since 1984 when Carl Lewis topped the podium in both events.
CBS News correspondent Wendy Gillette in Paris. Comedian Steve Martin says he's turned down an offer to play Minnesota Governor Tim Walz on Saturday Night Live this fall. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz campaigning in Eau Claire today.
When Vice President Harris and I and everyone here talks about freedom, we mean the freedom to make your own healthcare decisions. And for all of our little ones to be free to go to school without worrying about being shot dead in their classroom.
Republican running mate J.D. Vance also speaking in Eau Claire today. The latest Marquette Law School poll this afternoon shows Harris and Donald Trump in a statistical tie among registered voters, 50% for Trump and 49% for Harris. The former warden at the Waupun State Prison is pleading not guilty to charges at an inmate's death. Randall Hepp is charged with felony misconduct in office. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Brewers take a stand in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers, after a poor performance over the weekend in Washington, dominated the Braves in Atlanta. A final score 10-0, led by Willie Adames, who had not one but two home runs to get things started on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
And a fly ball to center again. Sends Kelnick back. And Adames again leaves the yard. A pair of Two-run homers for Willie Adames.
Colin Ray pitching 7 scoreless innings. NFL training camp, the Packers' Matt LaFleur has decided to play his starters when they head to Cleveland to face the Browns. The kickoff is Saturday afternoon at 3:25. The Wisconsin Badgers camp continues in Platteville, Wisconsin, where defensive coordinator Mike Tressel admits they need more depth on the Badgers' defensive line.
You know, I don't think it's any shock to be fresh every single snap. There's nothing else like it in sports where 700 pounds are just lining up to hit you in the mouth every single play, and if you even relax, you look foolish.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers moving through the overnight, plenty of clouds. By sunrise, our temperatures expected to be in the upper 50s. On Thursday, showers before lunchtime, then some sunshine breaking out. High temperatures in the afternoon warming to the lower 70s. Right now, it's 64.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll have highlights from Vice President Harris's rally in western Wisconsin and our Women Win Wisconsin visit powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Just a couple of news stories here that I think are worthy of you knowing about and my highlighting. The first is Jenna Ellis. Remember Jenna Ellis? She was one of Trump's lawyers. She was part of what they call the elite strike force. It was her and Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell, the Kraken lady. Release the Kraken. Yeah, that didn't work out so well. But anyhow, is this absurd group, and along with Giuliani and Powell, she spread all these lies about the 2020 election, saying it was stolen from Trump and there was irregularities and quack. She had started out, by the way, working for James Dobson, the guy who ran the hate group Focus on the Family, which is an anti-gay hate group. Then she moved to cable news in 2018, where she pretended to be a constitutional law expert, although she had never taught or litigated constitutional law ever in her entire career, although she was a lawyer. And then she got brought into the Trump campaign, and she kind of lost it and went nuts. And, down the QAnon rabbit hole. And then she got busted in a couple of different places for the lies that she was telling. And, apparently now in retrospect, we realize she's admitting that she knew that these were lies, which I think is a pretty significant insight into how the Trump world works, that people are willing to lie for him. I mean, we saw this with the Dominion lawsuit at Fox News. It came out that Sean Hannity in the background was saying, oh my God, Trump is a sore loser. And then he'd go on television and say, oh, the election got stolen from him. And Laura Ingraham was doing the same thing. Several of the Fox hosts were doing this. While in the background, they were communicating with each other in text messages and private conversations and emails, including with Rupert Murdoch and people, his people. Everybody knew over at Fox News that Trump had lost the election fair and square. But they lied to their viewers for 2 years before they got busted by the voting machine company about, a whole bunch of things. They ended up paying over $700 million in fines. Well, you go after a corporation with, monetary damages. You go after an individual with criminal law. And they're going after Jenna Ellis now for this. There was, first off, an ethics complaint was brought against her in Colorado, which is where she's licensed to practice law, by the state's United Democracy Center, alleging that she had knowingly spread falsehoods about the election in 2020, assisted in Trump's efforts to persuade Trump to throw out the electoral count, provided misleading legal advice based on false claims This was with regard to the fake electors scheme, amplified false theories of voter fraud and the operation of state law. She was censured for this, and she lost her law license for 3 years. But now it looks like it's getting even more serious. She is now being, has now been indicted in Arizona as well. And the indictment says that Ellis encouraged members of the Arizona legislature to reverse the election outcome and urged Vice President Mike Pence to accept Arizona's fake electors slate. Earlier this year, a grand jury in Arizona, now we're talking criminal indictment here, indicted 18 defendants, including her, for trying to overturn the Arizona election in 2020. And so now she has agreed to fully cooperate. And this could be one of the things that takes down, the narrow focus appears to be on Giuliani, taking down Giuliani, who is now bankrupt. I mean, his whole thing with Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman, the two Arizona election workers that he slandered, and they had a successful lawsuit against him for, I believe, over $100 million. And he's trying to weasel out of it and whatnot. But a court has ordered him to pay at least something. And so he may soon be destitute. But she has flipped. He has not. He has not flipped. He's still loyal to Trump. And clearly the reason why is because Giuliani is hoping or expecting that Trump will be our next president and he will then pardon him. I don't think it's going to work out that way. And Jenna Ellis apparently doesn't think it's going to work out that way either. For some time there, she was holding off like, you know, hey, I'll just get a pardon from Trump the same way Mike Flynn did, the same way that Steve Bannon did. You know, I'll just wait for the pardon. Well, he's not going to have the power to do that. So now the attorney, the AG office has, she has signed a cooperation agreement in which she is promising to, quote, testify completely and truthfully at any time and in any place requested by the Arizona AG's office, including at any state or federal grand jury proceeding, forfeiture proceeding, bond hearing, pretrial hearing, civil and criminal trial, retrial, or post-trial hearing. And she must provide information and testimony that is, quote, truthful, honest, candid, and complete with no knowing material false statements or omissions. She's waiving her Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. She's agreed to fully cooperate. I mean, this is a BFD. And they wouldn't be cutting a deal like this if she didn't have inside information that could directly incriminate either Rudy Giuliani or Donald Trump or others at the highest levels. Ken Chesbrough is another one that appears to be terrified by this. He's also been indicted down there, and he has not flipped. And possibly Mark Meadows, Donald Trump's chief of staff. I think Mark Meadows is probably one of the real big targets of a lot of these efforts. And, you know, an awful lot of it is kind of on hold. You know, there's all these appeals and trying to get to the Supreme Court. And plus, you know, the friendly judges, you know, like Aileen Cannon down in Florida, who basically are saying, you know, we're just going to put everything on hold until after the election, just in case Trump gets elected, so you can shut it all down. But I think Meadows, Eastman, Giuliani, and Trump have to be having a very bad day today. Now that Jenna Ellis has said, you know, enough already. Jay Coe, by the way, K-O-U, I believe it's spelled. He's got a great Substack. It's called The Status Quo. J-K-U-O, yeah, over on Substack. You might want to check that out. Meanwhile, Senate Republicans are blocking Biden's judges. This is interesting. The Senate has just one big job in the next few months, and that is to get as many of Joe Biden's judges approved as possible. And it's not going well, because Dick Durbin, who is the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, every judicial appointment that Biden sends down has to first get out of the Judiciary Committee before, you know, it gets to the floor of the Senate for a vote. And there's this thing called the blue slip. Now, this goes back to the Civil War era, where a senator can, you know, essentially refuse to turn in a blue slip I believe it's withholding the blue slip, if my memory serves me correctly. It used to be actually a physical piece of paper. Now they just say, you know, I object, basically. But if Biden, for example, nominates somebody from we have the actual example, North Carolina. If he and he's done this, he's nominated a couple of judges who are right currently judges in North Carolina for federal positions. And Tom Tillis, who's the Republican MAGA senator from North Carolina, has blocked two of these district court judge appointees. In Mississippi, Republican Senator Cindy Hyde Smith is holding up Biden's nominations of Scott Colom, which was announced in October of 2022. And even Lisa Murkowski, who is not even a Republican anymore, she's an independent, she is resisting approving district judges in Alaska. Now, when Obama was president, we were respecting, let me rephrase that, because this doesn't quite so much have to do with who's in the White House as who's running the Senate. When the Democrats controlled the Senate, they were respecting blue slips. When Republicans controlled the Senate, when Mitch McConnell was the Senate Majority Leader, he ignored the blue slips. There were all kinds of just wackadoodle, you know, alien cannon types, although there wasn't a Democratic senator to object in Florida. But that type of judge, these crazed right-wing judges, were being appointed by Donald Trump and the Federalist Society that was vetting them for him. And Democratic senators were saying, I object. Here's my blue slip objection. And Mitch McConnell just said, screw you. But now the guy that this has to go through, is saying, no big deal. And so the Senate Judiciary Committee and its chairman, Dick Durbin, of Illinois, are now honoring Republican blue slips again. Why do Democrats roll over when Republicans play hardball? I mean, the Republicans didn't roll over. They ignored the blue slips, but for some reason Dick Durbin thinks it's important to respect the blue slips. Like, maybe when the Republicans get back in power, if they seize control of the Senate next year, and there's a very good chance they will, by the way, that somehow they're going to respect blue slips again? Forget it. They didn't do it last time. They're not going to do it again. Somebody needs to wake Dick Durbin up. Please. It's 17 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Back with your calls right after this. Stay tuned.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So...
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Morning light, it is breaking. A new day has begun. Another chance to make a difference under the rising sun.
In the small acts of kindness, in the words we say, we can light up the world in our own unique way. From the smiles that we share to the hands that we lend.
22 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Randy in Anaheim, California. Hey, Randy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
What's up? First off, thank you for standing up to Gary in Huntington Beach just now. I agree with you 100%.
About, oh, was that, you mean about the tanky who called? That was Jerry.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I called about was I was reading an article about Cori Bush's defeat in her primary.
Right, in Missouri.
And I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
This is the third scalp that AIPAC has claimed. They took down Jerome Bowman, right? In New York, they took down Sheila Jayapal here in Oregon, and now they've taken down Cori Bush in Missouri. And I think that this, number one, shows how Citizens United has corrupted our political system. And number two, I think that an organization that operates on behalf of or to the interest of a foreign nation should not be allowed, frankly, to involve itself in American politics.
Yeah, I agree with that also. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for all you do, man.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot for the call, Randy. Curtis in Denver. Hey, Curtis, what's on your mind today?
I was listening earlier on the show about the 2025 plan to steal the election by delaying certification of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe I heard you say that the people won't stand for it. And I hope you're right. But what do you envision that we the people can do to make that happen should the worst happen and the votes gets thrown into the House?
I just speak out loudly. It's going to require pushing back against this, and particularly if the Supreme Court gets involved, it's going to require a level of political courage like we probably haven't seen in a long, long time. And politicians tend to get courage when they know that the people are behind them. Bernie Sanders used to talk about that on this program, about how there, in politics, there really aren't leaders. What happens is that most politicians, wait until a parade forms, and if the parade is big enough, then they'll jump out in front of it and hoist a flag and say, "This is my parade." And so it's up to us to create the parade.
Gotcha. I wonder if do you think that Biden would ever have the courage to use some of this immunity that he's been granted by the Supreme Court to help make that happen?
The immunity is against his committing a crime. So right. I'm not sure what crime Biden could commit that might help democracy. The Supreme Court's immunity was basically, to help out Donald Trump in his effort to overturn the election in 2020, which, we know that Clarence Thomas's wife was in on that scheme, and Sam Alito was a big fan of it. I can't think of a crime that he could commit that would successfully alter the outcome of the election. Can you?
Well, maybe just somehow interfering with the states that are delaying the certification by taking some sort of an action to kind of take that out of play.
Yeah. I suppose he might be able to, like, order the National Guard into a state that refuses to go along or something like that. But it doesn't seem like the kind of thing that that Biden would do. And it wouldn't be right. I mean, the other concern is that it would be establishing just a horrible precedent for future presidencies. And I think
that
Biden is very, very committed. I mean, he made this very clear when he talked about why he jumped into the race in 2020. After having basically retired, after Hillary Clinton pushed him aside in 2016, that, he did it because he's concerned about the fate and future of democracy in America, and he viewed Donald Trump as a specifically, explicitly anti-democratic force, as a man who was, an advocate of Vladimir Putin and Viktor Orban's understanding of government rather than, the understanding of government that most Americans hold and that the founders had in mind. So, I don't know how it's going to play out, Curtis, so I can't really war game it. But I do know that when political courage is necessary, it's up to us, we the people, to provide the basis for that to our politicians. Curtis, I got to run. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
More of your calls right on the other side of this break. Stay with us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code TOM.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Brief. Tropical Storm Debbie is closing back in on the coastal Carolinas after days of dumping heavy flood-causing rain on the southeast. Savannah, Georgia resident Keon Johnson.
I look down and there's guppies and fish swimming through the water. They've made their way into here, so that's how deep the water is coming from these areas.
Three Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna were canceled after terror suspects thought to be planning an attack were arrested. CBS News law enforcement contributor Richard Esposito says police found chemical substances for explosives.
Right now, what they found does not look like it could have made a working device, but it shows the intent to make a working device.
CBS's Wendy Gillette checks the Thursday schedule at the Summer Games.
One of the highlights is the men's 200 meter on the track, in which the fastest man in the world, by 5,000ths of a second, will try to double the fun with wins in both the 100 and 200.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has its first LGBTQ historical landmark. It honors Josie Carter, a black transgender woman who defended the Black Knight Tavern in Milwaukee during an outbreak of violence in 1961. The Wisconsin Historical Society plans up to 30 new markers telling the stories of underrepresented communities across the state. Misconceptions about elections are proving hard to overcome. A bipartisan group in Wisconsin is trying. Former Republican Congressman Scott Klug is a member of the Democracy Defense Project. He says he likes the system in Nebraska, where poll workers are summoned, like jury duty.
I think that's a great model because what it does is it shows people on the ground level of how the system really works.
Pollster Dave Sackett says many security steps voters say they want are already in place. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Two of the hottest stars in Hollywood are in discussions to star in the new A24 film, The Drama. Zendaya and Robert Pattinson are in early negotiations to play a couple about to get married when something unexpected happens. The incredibly busy Zendaya is coming off two big hits this summer, including Dune and Challengers, and is about to start filming a new season of Euphoria. The MTV Video Music Award nominations have been announced, and to no one's surprise, Taylor Swift leads the pack with 10. Swift received 8 nominations for her Fortnite music video and was nominated in the Best Pop category and for Artist of the Year. She was followed closely by one of her favorite collaborators in Post Malone, who was nominated 8 times for Swift's Fortnite video and got a 9th nom for his country hit I Had Some Help with Morgan Wallen. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers moving through the overnight, plenty of clouds. By sunrise, our temperatures expected to be in the upper 50s. On Thursday, showers before lunchtime, then some sunshine breaking out. High temperatures in the afternoon warming to the lower 70s. Right now, it's 64.
busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Brandi Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and it really is a melting pot.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about Christian nationalism's influence on Project 2025 and what that could mean for America. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Welcome back. So the latest, this is just insane that you even have to knock this stuff down, you know. The Republicans are saying that Tim Walz retired from the Army National Guard because he knew that his unit was going to be deployed to Iraq. And indeed, his unit was deployed to Iraq. But the fact of the matter is he had submitted his retirement request months before anybody knew that his unit was going to be sent to Iraq. So this is complete BS. He retired in May of 2005. Also, another one, this is another Republican hit. They're saying Tim Walz is using a rank he didn't attain, and that's stolen valor. And that's BS, too. He was a command sergeant major, the rank under which he served, and the Minnesota National Guard has emphasized in public statements that he can be referred to as such. So, come on, guys. You know, find something to, like, if Republicans really want to criticize Tim Walz, criticize him for standing up for working people, for advocating for unions. Republicans hate unions. So, you know, just criticize him based on that. Or criticize him for expanding Medicaid in Minnesota. Republicans hate Medicaid. They don't think anybody in America should have health care unless they can afford to pay for it. So, you know, just be honest and criticize him for the things where you disagree with him. Criticize him for being a high school teacher for a decade or two. I get it. You know, Republicans hate public school teachers. He was a unionized public school teacher. He was a union member. And so criticize him for that. But don't make up this crap about, he bailed out of the Army, didn't want to go to Iraq. It's nonsense. And we all get it. You know, especially when the guy on the top of the ticket over on the Republican side is talking about soldiers as suckers and losers. So what's on your mind? Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, what's up?
Hey, Thomas, and I have and will continue to call Dick Durbin's office about the blue slips. It's just bizarre.
It is.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
But the reason I'm calling is because you had a caller earlier who was giving me an opportunity to give a shout-out to Frank Zappa. It was the caller who was suggesting that musicians set up voting registration booths outside their venues. And back in the day, Frank Zappa, in conjunction with the League of Women Voters, had voting registration booths set up outside his concerts.
Really? Wow. Yep, I'm not surprised. I mean, Frank was just a political genius. I mean, he took William F. Buckley apart on Firing Line. My dad and I were watching it.
Oh, yeah, and you can still find these online. He made a number of public service announcements to get people out to vote. Now, they were apolitical, but they're brilliant. You can still find them. It'd be great to see someone in the Democratic Party start pushing them because they are funny, but to the point.
Yeah.
I mean, not funny in a bizarre funny way, but just, you know, they're worth it. They're worth your time to check.
Yeah, they make you smile.
Just check out Yeah. Check out his Frank Zappa's public service announcement, which is get out the vote PSAs. It's well worth your time.
That's great, Ed. Frank Zappa was one of the true creative geniuses of my
I miss him so much.
Of my era.
I wish he was around today.
Yeah, when we lost him, it was a real loss. Ed, thank you. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Gilbert in San Antonio. Hey, Gilbert, what's up? Gilbert, you are on the air. Gilbert, going once, going twice. Chris in Minneapolis. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to make a brief comment on my governor, Tim Walz. I was born and raised in Minnesota. You know, he's been an inspiring governor, specifically with his ability to absolutely chug half gallons of horse semen.
Oh, God, Chris. Enough already. I just Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I love your shows. Republicans are just hateful.
Yeah. And Republicans and asses like Chris, who is now officially blocked. Let's see, 229-1645. Okay, yeah, go ahead, Jessica.
Thank you for having Greg Palast on. I have always agreed with you that we need to pull Republicans off the voting rolls. And if I lived in the South, I would pull thousands off. And I want to say congratulations to our hero who pulled off Rassen Purger and Marjorie Taylor Greene. I celebrate whoever did that. And then, Tom, I can't believe how crazy Trump is. Trump just keeps getting rid of voters. Trump is suing the Veteran Affairs Association for registering veteran voters.
Really?
Yes.
Where can I find that story?
My husband read it last night, and he said, oh, my God, and he was so upset.
Yeah.
The veterans are so mad. They are online, and they're saying they're not voting for Trump. And there's a clip of Vance. It is so gross. Vance says in the recording, the injured vets can just vote with their feet. He's so awful. Yeah. And then Republicans are always trying to get rid of all the care they get at the VA. They're always trying to pull that. And the idiot, he's losing the veterans' vote now. And yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
But online, there's a lot of vets. You could pull it up, and the vets are really mad.
Yeah, and with good reason. I mean, you know, when Trump was president, he tried to cut veterans' benefits, and in fact, he took $5 billion away from active duty military that was designed to upgrade military housing and use that money to build his wall down on the southern border. So
that makes sense why he doesn't want them to vote.
Yeah. Suckers and losers, he called them.
Unbelievable. He's suing the vets.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
I'll have to check it out. I'll have to look for it.
Yeah.
Jessica, thanks for the tip on that. I appreciate it. Miguel in Europa Valley. Am I saying it right? California.
Yeah, Europa.
Arupa.
Yeah, Europa Valley.
Okay. What's up?
Well, my name is Miguel, and I've been following the Supreme Court decision to make a president into a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
And my comments are basically, if that's the case, then that means that Joe Biden is technically a dictator at this point in time. Is that accurate?
Well, yes and no. I mean, what they've done is they have said that the president can be a criminal. If Joe Biden commits crimes and claims that he's doing them as part of his official duties, then he gets away with them. Now, the caveat to this is that the Supreme Court also said that when the president commits the crime and somebody wants to prosecute him or he wants to get away with it, it has to be referred back to the Supreme Court to decide if that's actually an official act or not. So they get to decide.
Okay.
So I'm guessing that these six right-wing Republicans on the Supreme Court, if Trump commits a crime, they'll just say, oh, yeah, that's an official duty. If Biden commits a crime, they'll probably say, that's not an official duty. You can prosecute him. So there's a little nuance there, Miguel.
So if he enforces the certification of a federal election, that wouldn't be an official duty?
I think it would be, although, you know, the individual states in theory, have the power and ability to run their own
elections. We're talking a federal election, though.
Right.
Yeah, but we're talking a federal election, right?
I understand. I agree.
So if Biden, Yeah, so Biden says, hey, makes a proclamation before the election that anybody who doesn't do their duty to certify an election gets a one-way trip to Gitmo. Basically would scare the crap out of these bullies and cowards, and they do what they're supposed to do.
Wouldn't that
be a positive act to preempt any certification?
I can pretty much guarantee you, Miguel, he's gonna do whatever he does legally and through the appropriate channels. But I think that within that realm of legal and appropriate channels, there are a lot of ways to deal with these pathetic attempts by Republicans to basically steal the next election. I don't think they're going to get away with it. I really don't. I'm not real worried about it.
Well, okay, but you know, it doesn't take much to wind up having a big chaotic fight that with the election going into the House of Representatives.
That's assuming that the election is really close. I don't think this election is going to be even remotely close. I think it's going to be a much bigger blowout than even Obama in 2008. You've got 100 million pissed off women in the United States. We all saw Trump ruin the economy, let a half a million Americans die unnecessarily with COVID, totally bungled the COVID response. People just aren't buying his BS anymore. Miguel, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls in just a second. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about the money myth that buying fancy coffees is what's keeping you from being rich. Everything that I know about money and happiness tells me the exact opposite. Treating yourself to a moment of happiness, like a latte, or for me, it's buying one of those little fancy yogurts at the grocery store that come in those cute little ceramic containers, that's probably not keeping you from reaching your money goals. If it feels like you're not where you want to be with your money, take a hard look at your finances and make a budget that you know you're going to stick to. In your budget, you get to choose the places to cut back on spending. You get to decide if that latte or that fancy yogurt is worth the cost. And sometimes for me, it really is. Okay, folks, that was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
The host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
In the heart of the city, out in the countryside, voices need to be heard. There's no place to hide. Every choice that we make, every step we take, shapes the world that we live in for the future's sake.
Before the hour, welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Dennis in Chicago. Hey, Dennis, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, back to the certification. Mm-hmm. In some of the swing states like Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, those are all Democratic governors. Right. Wouldn't they have some kind of a power over these people who certify it? Like, how do they have more power than the governor?
It depends on the state law. And in several of those states, yes, the governors have the ability to completely override the certification process at the county or local level. In other states, apparently, governors don't have that power. And I don't have the list of who does and who doesn't. I'm basing this on having heard Mark Elias on Rachel Maddow's show on Monday night. But that's, and other things that I've read, but that's my understanding. I do think that, well, it's obvious that there's going to be an attempt to scramble the election if Trump loses, and it's fairly obvious Trump is going to lose. I just don't think I just don't believe they're going to succeed. I don't think America's going to let him get away with it.
I just hope that they're prepared in every way possible to.
I agree. You know, after 2016, all of us Democrats are like shell shocked. You know, it's like PTSD, and every little thing that comes along is like, you know, it's triggering the PTSD. But you know, let's not get triggered here. We've got good and right on our side. So, Dennis, I got to move along. But thanks for the call.
Yeah, good thank time. You.
Yep,
bye.
Sure enough. Ann in Springfield, Missouri. Hey, Ann, what's up?
First, I would like to congratulate Lucas Kearns in the Missouri Democratic primary. He's running for the U.S. Senate against MAGA Josh Hawley. Mm-hmm. And I think progressives can get behind him. I really like Lucas. He's been progressive endorsed.
Great.
Last time he ran for the Senate, you know, and so I
and
like
Josh
him.
Hawley is so toxic.
Exactly. But you know, I'm hopeful for him. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think he's a great candidate, and I'd love to see him win. And I want to commiserate now for Cori Bush. Mm. I was on many phone banks calling for her, and AIPAC has got to see, as we get closer and closer to the election, more people are getting out, and they are spending millions to knock the progressives out. and hopefully we're electing some under the radar here. Yeah. But I really, it really hurt me. I did not want to even find out that Corey lost today because I really wanted it. When I've been in there for Jamal Bowman and now Corey Bush and then Bona. Anyway, I hope we get some progressive wins this election, and I really feel happy this is going.
I do too. I mean, the good news is that at least in the case of Sheila Jayapal here in Oregon and Cori Bush in Missouri, the two candidates that AIPAC supported while they were silent on Israel issues are generally reasonably good progressives. I mean, that's kind of the little bit of good news, but I'm not sure about the guy who took down Jamal Bowman.
I'll go with that. But, you know,
she was a fighter. She was a fighter. It's just hard to fight millions and millions of dollars in a small congressional district, you know, and or any congressional, all congressional districts are small. I'm with you. And I got to move along. Thank you for the call. Marty in Tampa. Hey, Marty, what's up?
Hey, I had a thought about the Supreme Court. Have the President Biden fire Thomas and Ali Ito for taking bribes, and the three that Trump appointed, fire them too for lying to get the job.
Unfortunately, the president doesn't have the authority to fire people in the court system. He has control over the executive branch, and he can fire pretty much anybody there within the civil service rules. But the judiciary is Article 3 of the Constitution. The president is Article 2. So he can't do that. What he could do is advocate impeachment of them, and I think he should, at the very least of Thomas and Alito, for their refusal to recuse in cases where they clearly had a personal interest, and in the case of Thomas in particular, you know, taking massive bribes. Firing them is not going to be in the cards. Marty, thanks for the call. Alan in Memphis. Hey, Alan, what's up?
Now that President Biden has unlimited immunity, I would like to see him, as an official act, to release all of Donald Trump's tax records.
Oh, that's interesting. Because that would be a violation of the law. But then it would go to the Supreme Court to decide whether that was actually a legitimate official act, and they would probably rule against it.
Let it go to the courts.
Yeah.
String it out for 10 years. Who cares? And get those, get the bastard while he's down.
Yeah.
You know, now slap the income tax stuff on him now.
No,
along with everything else.
I get it. I totally get it. Alan, thank you. I've said the echo is making me crazy, so I'm going to let you go. But thank you for the call. This is going to be a big challenge, and I would like to see Kamala Harris and Tim Walz campaign more on reforming the Supreme Court. This has kind of been a third rail in politics for a long, long time. The last time we had a president take this on was Franklin Roosevelt in 1937, and he succeeded. He intimidated the court, and Justice Owen Roberts started changing his vote as a result of Roosevelt's pressure. So I'd like to see that happen again. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So double-check your voter registration if you live in a red state. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the punk band Radio for Pets, who will blow the roof off the joint live in the studio, and Milwaukee-based actress and comedian Alicia Alstetter.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly.